Magic Johnson's Fast Break. Basketball, the way the pros play. And welcome to Nostalgia, a chronological exploration of every NES game released in North America. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Joe.
Magic Johnson.
Oh boy.
What do you know about Magic Johnson?
He's a very, very good basketball player.
For which team?
Most of...
The Lakers, right?
Okay, yeah,
the
but Lakers. It's just really, I'm just doing like a pop quiz trivia thing. I'm not asking... It's not like I didn't know these things.
Right, right.
It's okay
See,
if
I
you
actually
were.
Know very... Yeah. I know very little about basketball myself, but the most information I know about Magic Johnson is from a 30 for 30 I watched about him and Larry Bird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a thing.
Well, him and, you know, Larry Bird did not star in a video game together. Larry Bird and Michael Jordan starred in a video game. Another MJ. Isn't that interesting? We had MJ Magic Johnson, and nobody was calling him MJ because he had a great nickname in Magic. But then we have Michael Jordan, MJ, and people were fine calling him MJ, even though we had Michael Jackson, who was also MJ. So there really is a MJ crisis going on right now, it's specifically in this time, not right now, actually, not in 2023.
What about Mary Jane?
People do call her MJ as well. She had been around...
Plays a lot of basketball.
Yeah, she had been around since the 60s, though, so if anything, she actually has like the rights to MJ.
We don't know she didn't play basketball.
I said she plays a lot of basketball.
I assumed automatically that you were talking about Mary Jane Watson, too.
That like, is exactly been, what I was talking about.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying you could have been talking about any Mary Jane. Like, you know, Mary Jane as a name has been around even longer
like
than
marijuana?
The 60s. Well, that's true, too. You know, MJ is also for marijuana. And I wonder, you know, if that was... Sorry, this is no longer a basketball podcast. And it never was, really. It was an NES podcast. But this is now a Mary Jane podcast. Because I do wonder, Sean, you know, Spider-Man came out at a time... where there was the code, you know, the comic code authority that basically was like, no more showing naked women and no more bondage and stuff like that. No more horror and no more cults. And wow, what other fun things can we get rid of? And the guys at Marvel and DC really hated that. They really hated the comic code authority. And so now I'm wondering if Stan Lee named her Mary Jane as a like reference to... you know, marijuana.
See, I'm wondering the opposite. I wonder if the slang term Mary Jane for marijuana came about because of the popularity of a woman named Mary Jane being called MJ. And they're like, oh, MJ, Mary Jane, marijuana, MJ. And then they're like, oh, so maybe it's like that's where the slang came from.
Really, what a shame, Mary Jane... I don't know where I'm going with this. Never mind.
Basketball.
Guys, let's just start.
Do you guys know what a fast break is? Because it's not just like...
Yeah, it's a Reese's.
No, yeah, it is. It is definitely... This isn't Magic Johnson's candy-making game.
It's the, you know, it's the transition. It's like a fast transition from one side to the other. You're trying to... you're sort of breaking the defense. There's some players behind you, so you can really just... run up and catch them off guard, you know?
Is it like a breakaway in
it's
hockey?
It's similar, but like not as one-on-one, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, and it definitely, in a weird way, kind of informs the strategy of this very video game, you know? Like, it's one thing to be called, Mike Piazza's Strike Zone, which is a game on the N64, and it's like, wow, there's a strike zone in this game. Like, yeah, no, okay, it's fine. Like, every baseball game has a strike zone, and the objective of this one isn't to get strikes or avoid strikes. Like, that's just a thing in baseball. But in Magic Johnson's Fast Break specifically, a fast break is a team that attempts to move the ball up court into a scoring position as quickly as possible so the defense is not prepared. And yet, in this two-on-two game... that is exactly what you would want to do. You would want to get the ball, pass it all the way to the other side of the court as quickly as possible so that nobody's around to defend, and continue to score. And that basically informed my strategy of playing this game.
Good. That is good. I think 2-on-2 basketball, that's really the only way you can play it because I don't really think that having defensive strategy is something that you can do in 2-on-2. All you can really do is just try and steal the ball. So yeah, I think, you know, Fast Break's a great name for it.
It takes the double dribble approach of 2-on-2 action rather than the NBA's 5-on-5. But in double dribble, and in this game, and in NBA Jam, any of the 2-on-2 style games, the graphics usually aren't as, or at least for the players, aren't as tiny, I guess, as they are for Magic Johnson's Fast Break. You know, I usually expect my NBA players to be quite tall and lanky, and yet somehow on this game, they all look like they're 5'0".
It looks like they designed the court and the sprites for your players, thinking that they were going to make a 5-on-5 basketball game, and then they just like realized, oh, that's really hard. There's something about, you know, the AI or whatever, you know, something along those lines. And they're like, let's just do 2-on-2. That simplifies things. And they just never redesign the art.
Yeah, I mean, I'll also say that double dribbles, sprites and the court and everything is just like more detailed too. So it's like, obviously it's ridiculous to say like, oh, they look more realistic because they're all sprites on the NES. But something about the sprites in Magic Johnson just look a little more like cartoony, you know?
Now, do you guys think that they're all Magic Johnson, or that none of you are Magic Johnson?
No, I think none of them are. Magic Johnson's just commenting. He's just backseat playing.
He's the announcer.
Commenting
Magic
on the game,
Johnson's
or,
the announcer.
Is he the announcer?
No, I'm joking, but
that's the funniest thing. Like,
he's
okay.
The floating head between
the
shots.
Floating, the incredible. That's the only real thing that we have to talk about for this game is one, how basic everything is, and two, the very disquieting, interspersing headshots of Magic Johnson when anything happens that would like break play. If you know, when you're in double dribble and you pull off a dunk, you get like a pretty cool for its time little cutscene of a dunk because it looks better than the tiny sprites doing it. And then when you do a dunk in Magic Johnson's Fast Break, you just get this really weird staring face of the mugshot cut off at the neck of Magic Johnson, and he says, slam dunk.
But he says it with, no matter what it is, he says it with no animation. And it's just, there's one still pixel art image of Magic Johnson's face that they use for everything. It could be like Violation, and he's just got this like, this just like Hollywood smile on, or it could be like, yeah, slam dunk, or it could be like, try better next time. It's just, nothing changes. Very, feels very like
slapdash?
Yeah, it feels very like tacked on. Like, oh, let's make this a Magic Johnson game. All right, cool, here's his face.
It would be like, I feel like, it would be like if this podcast had a video component, instead of there being like, you know, the theme music for the essential games list, or just putting in little bits and pieces of music from the game between little sections to break it up, you just had a picture of a very widely smiling Mike that showed up, and then it would come back to us talking. It's just exactly.
And he just said like, great point, Sean.
The Magic Johnson floating head is prime material for a creepypasta where somebody accidentally buys a haunted version at a garage sale, and it starts saying that, you know, like, first you take a shot and it's like, nice shot, then keep it up, and then it's like, they never found her body. You know, it's like, that's what you're waiting for, because he is staring at you soulless and without animation or without some kind of like early voice synthesizer. There's just like, there's something missing about the Magic Johnson component. And then when you factor in that it could be a little creepy, and then you start to like look at no one's on the benches or anything, it's like we're really just playing in Magic Johnson's dream. We're playing his worst version of 2-on-2 basketball.
What I get when I look at this image, because at first you're like, oh, that's a good image of Magic Johnson in an NES game. It looks pretty good, and he's got this big smile on it. He doesn't look creepy himself. He looks to me like, the more I look at it, the more it looks like he's saying like, somebody help me through his teeth. Yeah. Like it looks like he's been trapped in the NES cartridge and he's forced to smile. And it looks like I can hear him going like, get help through his teeth.
Well, we're all going on and on about this because there's really just, it's really just that makes it Magic Johnson. And the only other thing tying it to reality anyway is this pretty obscene for the time Pepsi sponsorship that's just always at midcourt. And you're never playing as any actual teams. It's just like Team A and Team B. Because once you take the veneer of the athlete name thing, like it's all you really got is a pretty basic basketball game.
Well, you know who else is tied to Pepsi?
Who dat?
Michael Jackson, the other MJ. That's where the fire happened, and he
the
famously,
fire?
Yeah, he was like lit on fire at the Pepsi thing.
The Pepsi thing?
Yeah, it was like he was shooting like a commercial, and they he got
oh
like,
my god,
with the pyrotechnics, and they burned like
okay.
He got really hurt about it.
It just unlocked a core memory or something.
Yeah, and then later on, he actually said that he wished he would have died there because he would have been more famous for the death. That's a weird take from
and Pepsi would have gone out of business.
Yeah, but also maybe he was like secretly a Coca-Cola fan and was just wishing for that, but. Just tying it back to our MJ discussion, you're right, Sean. We are running out of things to talk about because of the blatant Pepsi sponsorship and floating Magic Johnson head. But I will say this, okay? So we were ragging on the graphics a little bit for their scaling, right? And that's just like a thing in general that we seem to notice. I don't know if gamers at the time really cared, but we seem to notice when graphics are like either too big and become claustrophobic or too small and everything feels unimportant. And that's definitely the case here, right? Like, the action is just so limited because so much of the court is empty. But they didn't even give us, like, enough animation in the gameplay for, like, a steal. A steal is just something that you press the button and then the ball goes into your possession. There's no, like, animation for, like, a hand. Right, exactly. So we're being robbed of even some of the most basic things that we might expect from these sports games. It'd be the equivalent of, like, in baseball, instead of throwing the ball to first, it just, like, you press the button to go to first, and it's just now it's in the first baseman's hand. It's like, you got to see the pass, you got to see the steal.
That also, it's the ball. That affects the ball, too. Like, sometimes, if you're in the right spot on the court, you'll get a nice little arc. But most of the time, at least where I was shooting from, you're just going to get a straight line from the player's hand to the net, and it's either going to bounce out or it's going to go in. And if by some mistake, you're past the three-point line, you get treated to another little cutaway to Magic Johnson's face. But there's so little detail here. And that goes to the shooting, too. Like, just the mechanic of shooting. There's no timing a shot and trying to release at the point of your apex or anything along those lines. You just press a button, and then your guy will jump and shoot. And you've already... You've just chosen where you're shooting. Yeah.
The whole thing gameplay wise is just bare bones. And I feel like we've played enough games that I feel like I could say this. This feels to me like it was released in 1985 and 1990. This feels like it is the basketball equivalent of like 10-yard fight or NES baseball, where like when we were first playing and I wasn't even sure like what to expect from the NES, and I'm like, okay, this is a sports game. It's a very simple, very basic, like the bare bones of like of the sport. And as soon as I booted this up, this felt like this feels older than what we've been playing.
The high scores are salary, I guess they're saying, like it's like related to money or whatever. But I when I was reading about it, took it to mean like a totally different thing. Like you would have to, you know, earn the money and make it through the ranks in some kind of like NBA Street style thing where, you basically like start off with X amount of dollars and then move up through and buy better players or something. But it's just your high score or whatever, and it's just determined by like the level of the team difficulty that you played against.
And it's also weird that like I didn't even think I was gonna be scored. I thought it was just a game where you play basketball.
Right, right. Like the score is the score. There is no need for points.
Right. Yeah.
But you can choose from 5 skill levels, rookie to professional. And all that.
Did you try any of the other?
Yeah, of course. I mean, why not challenge myself?
Did you notice any difference?
Did I notice any difference? They were much better at making the shot. They make the shot.
They're always good at stealing, though.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess you know what I'm saying? It's like the harder thing is that, like, in rookie, they'll give you the benefit of the doubt and miss the shot so that you don't always have to score.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I just thought that the difference for 5 levels, the difference between rookie and like whatever super expert or whatever
super
the level
expert
is was not super expert, you know, like basketball terms. But the difference was not noticeable enough. Like, what are these? If I can go from difficulty 1 to difficulty 5 and notice like a minimal difference, then what am I going to notice in 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. They don't need 5 levels of difficulty, especially for a game that doesn't feature NBA players in any capacity. Each game lasts 4 3-minute real-life quarters. I did not word that. I thought that was just such an interesting way to word how things work in this game that I copy and pasted it from the Wikipedia, but it's pretty funny. Last 4 3-minute real-life quarters. There's just so many like numerical things in there that I didn't like it.
Real-life quarters.
Yeah, I feel like real life should be coming before 3 minutes, like a real-life
3 real-life minutes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Something just off about that, but just to lay it down there, you know, sure, whatever. Like, 3 minutes is harmless, I guess, in the grand scheme of things.
I don't forgive.
As I say, 4 of them back-to-back-to-back-to-back starts to feel a little long in a game where you've done all the mechanics in the first quarter.
It feels long, and I'll also just point out, like, if we're gonna go into the deepest, the darkest corners of our complaints of this game, I don't think you need 2 different fields in the UI for the shot clock. Like, the shot clock is just the shot clock. I don't need to know if this team has the shot clock or if that team has a shot clock. The shot clock just needs to be read once. Yeah. So that's unforgivable. And I wrote that off before I even felt the game, you know?
All right. Well, here's something positive, I guess. You know, it's got a pretty comprehensive sense of like fouling and what's not allowed in basketball. So it keeps track of that stuff. Not every basketball game we've played has been so close to the rules as that.
Yeah, backcourt violations aplenty.
Yeah, again, maybe a positive, because to be honest, when I'm playing video game basketball, I don't mind goaltending.
Well, that should definitely be there.
No, I'm teasing. I'm saying, like, when it's in my favor, I'm happy to goaltend. But when it's in the computer's favor, they better get penalized for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess it doesn't really matter the 5 skill levels or the length of the quarters. It only matters if you're having fun. And I guess one of the biggest ways to have fun with this game is that it did allow for 4 players. It was one of those that used the NES 4 score, and you could be doing true 2v2 basketball in your house. And so that, you know, that's got something going for it. But again, you have to like the actual game and then convince 3 other people that they also might like the game.
I'd play with you, Mike.
Joe, would you join us?
Of course. You know, I'm always a proponent of everything is more fun in multiplayer, but I don't know how much more fun this will be, but I would.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that's only 3. So, you know, we never talk about that, but I was going to say with these 4 score games, you know, we say like, 4 players, but technically, like, you could also do 3 and a computer, right?
You can't hear. There's a 1-player game, a 2-player game, and a 4-player game. You cannot do 3.
But we can feed the 4th controller into like ChatGPT.
No, give it to Rob.
Can Rob do it?
Yeah.
Give it to Rob, have him playing on a separate thing doing stack up and just hope that the inputs he puts in are enough. Actually, no, wait, that's not the one where he does the inputs. That's Gyromite. So give him Gyromite and see how that works for you. On the sequels and spinoff side, believe it or not, there are a few other games that Magic Johnson is named after. They are not, you know, direct sequels or whatever to Magic Johnson's.
He's named after the games.
Yeah, I guess I didn't word that the best way. The games are named after him or his likeness or whatever, or he said, like, yeah, you could put
likeness.
My float. You could put my... I'm keeping continuity for the show, guys. All right? I have to commit now for the rest of my life.
Put the floating head on it.
Maybe the other ones have floating heads. Maybe they don't. I really couldn't tell you. But here are the other sequels and spinoff games. And I'll give you like a how tall the basketball players look in each game ratio. Like
score
on
out
scale
of five, yeah.
Yeah, what's the...
They're all basketball
They're all
games?
Basketball games, I believe. I don't think you got like a, you know, a math game or something like that. So wait, how am I doing the tallness scale? Is that...
All
like
right, this game's a zero.
Okay, this game's a zero, and five is like they look like NBA players.
Five is they look like kaiju.
Okay, cool. So we're looking for like a three. Three would be solid. Okay.
It's a logarithmic scale.
So if they're three,
scale.
It's like they're 7 feet. If they're two, it's like they're 6 feet. If two, it's like they're 5 feet. If it's one, it's like they're 4 feet.
Got it. Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. Very simple. And the audience is following along too, so this is great. Magic Johnson's MVP basketball, also known as Omniplay basketball, which is a little strange. I would give this a one, so it's a step above Magic Johnson's fast break. They're a little bit taller, but still, there's
too
room
short
for
to play
improvement.
Basketball. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm lost on the scale.
Doesn't matter.
The
right.
Wait, no.
If they're tall, so what? Are there a zero here?
Yes,
Magic
that was what Sean said. Sean said there was zero.
Oh, okay, wasn't listening. Okay.
It's fine. Neither were the listeners. They've already tuned us out. So yeah, this is a one. Team USA basketball, Magic Johnson's in that game. I'm giving these a three. They look like NBA players. NBA Live 2000, again, a three. They look like...
Is it Magic Johnson's NBA Live 2000?
No. He's in it, which is good, interesting, because obviously he wasn't playing basketball in 2000. So it's like, you know, he was one of the legacy characters. Yep. Yeah, now you're getting it. He was also in NBA 2K1. Where I'm going to give this one a two, not quite basketball NBA star level, but NBA 2K2 corrected it and got him back to that three. And then NBA 2K3 put him to like four. He's now too tall. ESPN.
Are the rest of the players too tall too? It's just
no,
Magic
just
Johnson.
Him. Just him.
He just towers.
ESPN
over.
NBA 2K5. No real comment about the height here, but they like I do wonder if they ever showed his face to him in this one and said like, "Yeah, you're gonna look like this in the game," because he looks a little swollen. Is what I'm gonna say. NBA Live 2006, okay, Magic's looking a little more like Magic in this one, and obviously so are the players, because now it's like, okay, I don't think I need to recap the rest of them. Basically, like, they're just putting Magic Johnson in NBA games, but I guess, it's interesting that between years, they are significantly changing what his face looks like on a year-to-year basis.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty... I mean, nowadays, like, I'd say the NBA 2K games are the best at actually capturing the facial structure and just like look of an athlete, as opposed to Madden, where everyone kind of looks like cracked out and they haven't slept in 15 days. But I do think that basketball is probably top tier likeness makers, whereas most other sport games that try to do that, they're just not very good at it.
It doesn't seem like this game was very good at it, but we have to do it anyway. We have to do the essential games list. What does it mean to be good at the essential games list? That's a good question. Is every game that's essential good at the essential games list? Would you put that on the back of your box? Would you say an essential game and mean it enough? Magic Johnson's Fast Break does not desire to be on the essential games list. It does not try hard enough. Certainly wouldn't make the cuts, you know, for the varsity team of NBA basketball games on the NES, let alone a shot at the essential games list. Get it? A shot? Wow. Out of basketball jokes, so just going to leave it at no and move on to Sean.
This game tries to do nothing but make a quick buck. Like, this is, I think, the most blatant cash grab in sports games so far that we've played, where it even has an advertisement in the game. And, you know, in some, like, late 90s, early 2000s world, like, people will say, like, oh, that adds to the realism. But, like, right now, it's just like, oh, you put no budget into developing the mechanics, and you all you did was pay for the rights to this floating head. So no, I kind of hate the core of this game. So not essential.
Yeah, I'm gonna echo that. I think that this game feels really, really phoned in. It feels like they're like, okay, we have the rights to use Magic Johnson's likeness, and we got to make a basketball game. Let's just use Magic Johnson to sell it and not really use any sort of like trying to make a good game. So honestly, I feel like if I were Magic Johnson, I would be upset about this game. Maybe if I were Magic Johnson and this took place like in a time where people were taking video games a little more seriously, like maybe in 1990, he was just like, whatever, yeah. But like, I feel like today, an equivalent of this today, you'd be like, hold on, like, I don't want my name attached to this, you know, or the other equivalent is like if someone made like a Magic Johnson like movie deal and then they like filmed it in their backyard or something. And that was just like terrible. Like, I feel like they did him dirty.
I would also add as an interesting, note, Magic Johnson's Fast Break is one of the, like, according to game FAQs, least played NES games. People are able to like say whether they've played this game or not, and Magic Johnson's Fast Break is tracking at less than 100 people on game FAQs. You know, that's a website that's been around for a very long time, and people are dedicated to logging that stuff, has less than 100 plays. So I'm starting to think that this game didn't even sell that well. Because
is this like a Burger King like tie-in thing, but it came, you could
came with a Pepsi bottle.
Yeah, you could order it from your Pepsi caps or whatever.
Mail in 60 Pepsi caps and get Magic Johnson's Fast Break. Or maybe eat Fast Break candy bars and hope to get the winning wrapper.
Those don't exist yet, Mike.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, next week we'll be playing Magician.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Great follow-up. Yeah, so I was going to say, great follow-up to Magic Johnson. So Magician will be great. It's apparently a side-scrolling ARPG. It's interesting that we're in that time where people specify side-scrolling. Like if I just said it was an ARPG, you wouldn't ask me, well, is it side scrolling? Like, would you take
that? Well, when I think ARPG, I think of Diablo, which very much is not side scrolling. So maybe it was like some hacked version of like an isometric view. I'm not one to judge.
No, of course. I guess I'm not saying that I'm wondering if you even need to know. Like, would your first question to me be, it's side scrolling? Like, is it side-scrolling? Like, you wouldn't care, right? Like, so to put that right next to the genre is a little strange, no?
I guess I just see it enough in genrefication, like over-genrefication. So, no, but you're right. I wouldn't think that, but also I wouldn't ask if my death metal was melodic or not, so.
Yeah, that's true, but they should have said, like, at this point, then Magician is a side-scrolling fantasy action role-playing game,
true.
Right? Like, maybe now I'm like, oh, is it sci-fi? Like, I don't know. Joe, any thoughts on genre naming?
Nope.
Okay, great. Well, then we'll just move right on. We'll move on to next week's episode. If you didn't listen to this episode by the following Friday, you can now just jump right into Magician. Isn't that cool? So go ahead and jump into that, and we'll join you.
That's cool and really easy to unpack.